right, getting close, winding down. Let's see if we can get to a callers real quick who have been very patiently holding before we open the envelope. Klaus, thank you for calling Rosie on the House.
Yeah, hi. I just had a quick hero story on a plumbing fix.
Okay.
Anyway, I discovered this leak over a period of time. I live in a block home in Tucson, and I didn't discover it. It took me like 3 months to really figure out what was going on, but as you do in the morning, you sit on your throne, like most people do. I heard a hissing noise, and you assume that position like the thinker. I have my hands cupping my ears, and I hear this. I'm thinking, is there ocean running, a seashell effect? What was it? And this went on for a few months, and finally I thought, there's running water. I started listening to the wall, so I discovered running water. And anyway, to make a long story short, my power bill had gone up, and it was in the fall, so it wasn't the AC. So I realized I had running water, and I finally tracked it down to the hot water heater was running all the time. So somehow I had a leak, but about the same time I was springing a leak from my kitchen wall that went out to the patio, and it got worse and worse. The water started leaking worse and worse, and pretty soon it was leaking in the kitchen, and every morning we take a shower, we had to throw down towels and all that. I couldn't live with it anymore. So I called my brother. He's an ex-plumber from way back. He came down from Phoenix. I said, hey, we got to look at this. I can't figure this out, what to do. And he said, he came down one weekend. We made it a weekend. He stayed over. And so anyway, I had a hole in the back wall from the patio and to expose the pipes, because I figured out it was coming from the kitchen sink.
Right.
Pipes.
Okay.
And so it's an old home. It's the, you get the copper, 3/4 inch copper, and it goes down through the slab and sweeps up to wherever it goes. So you never know where the pipe's going.
Okay.
My brother said, oh, if you got that, he goes, yeah, you're going to have to, we either find the leak and fix it, or we go up and over the ceiling. He says, I don't know, when I get down there, we'll figure it out.
All right. So what did y'all do? Real quick. So, run it tight, okay, on time.
We ended up, this is a testament to PEX. We ended up having to cut the line back there and run PEX through the 3/4 inch pipe. We got the 1/2 inch PEX, ran it through there, put some soap and water about 30 feet and came up. I had to cut a hole behind the toilet and got some shark bites. And I swear by shark bite, okay, and PEX. So
all right,
that's how we fixed it.
Klaus, we appreciate the call. You know, the only thing more important, the only thing better than having a doctor in the family is having a plumber in the family, yeah. Right? And we've got someone on hold. We won't take the call because we're going to run tight on time. But Sandra's called. She says she had a leak in her front yard. The plumber came out to repair it, and they sweat the pipe with a big blob of white bread. Is it really soldered?
It is really soldered. It just holds that water so we can get that heat in there. Because if that water gets in there, then it's going to be nearly impossible to perform the solder and join correctly.
Talk a little bit to the homeowners that aren't familiar with what Sandra's talking about.
All right, so let's say if we're working on a water main. If your meter is not completely shutting off, the water is just going to build up, and then it's just going to keep cooling your joint, and your solder's not going to take, and you're just going to be basically burning like a crazy person. So you put white bread, only white bread, because it's going to dissolve. It's going to dissolve. So you put that, you pack that in there, and it restrains the water from coming up. And then you solder, and then as soon as they open it, you open up your ball valve, it's going to just rush it, and it's not going to even be there. It's just going to dissipate. It's just going to fall apart. So it's a little trick from the
old
days.
White bread trick. All right. May we have the music? No, you open it. You got the envelope. Here we go. And the envelope is being opened. One of these three guys will win the 2017 first ever 2017 Plumbing
fancy.
Bowl Challenge. Goes to bada bing, bada boom. Hiro? Jairo won. Jairo, congratulations. Jairo Serrano.
The one guy that didn't pick where he was going to go because he didn't want to get his hopes up.
All right. Well, now you get to start thinking about where am I going to take the sweetheart for that staycation. We've had people take sweetheart and turn it into a kind of a romantic getaway. We've had people take their entire families, and some of the families that have gone have said it's actually the first vacations they've had in years. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely taking my girlfriend.
As a native of Tempe, Arizona, you know the state well enough that you can pick a favorite corner of the state and let us know where, and we'll kind of package you up and get you down the road. Those videos are still on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. You can see the winning entry, Jairo's video. You can also see Joe's and Dave's as well. All three were done very well. For plumbers, you guys are incredible videographers. Congratulations. Congratulations to all three of you.
Thank you, Rosie.
Now, we do have Coyotes tickets for our and a Suns ticket. So we'll let Joe and Dave arm wrestle on which one you're going to on who gets what, but we've got a little lanyard for you.
Appreciate y'all.
On being the finalist.
All right, folks. Y'all tune in next week where we'll have the representatives from Bellegarde Pavers in talking about the second most important investment in your backyard. Let's get that backyard ready for the onslaught of the nice spring and summer we've got coming right around the corner here in Arizona.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.